I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
I feel like the situation that Emma is on the phone for happens to a lot of people.
Does it?
She thinks she's not getting a call back because she Netflixed and chilled with a dude, but there was no chill.
Oh, okay. Just Netflix.
So
yeah, he probably, you know, was really let down.
Yeah. So her email said that's what she thinks happened is the guy was like, so we're just Netflixing, huh? Like nothing else. All right. Well, let's just talk to Emma and see what happened. Emma, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
So tell us, what's the name of the guy that you want to call today before you tell us about Netflix and not chilling?
His name's Liam.
Liam. All right. Like Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh, that's a tough guy.
Liam Hemsworth?
You went out with Liam Hemsworth, probably a more up-to-date reference.
So how did your date go? Or what did you guys do?
So we met on Tinder, actually. And we haven't met yet, so I just invited him to like come over and hang out and just like get to know each other, watch some movies.
Oh, wow. That's really bold, actually, inviting a guy over, never meeting him before, to your place.
Some would say stupid.
I would be worried.
I don't know.
I'd be worried inviting a girl over for the first time, too.
Yeah.
I guess I just kind of felt comfortable with him. Like, he didn't seem weird or anything, so.
Okay.
Okay, so you felt comfortable, and, your email said that you think he might not be calling you back because you met on Tinder, like you said, and you just invited him over to watch a movie, and maybe he was thinking it was going to be something else.
Yeah, so, like, I know, like, everyone does that whole thing, like, oh, meet on Tinder, come over and, like, hook up, like, but, like, wasn't really thinking about it like that. Like, I was just inviting him to come over and, like, literally, like, let's just sit on the couch, let's watch some movies, like, get to know each other, like, laugh a little, like, so that it's, like, chill, because, like, I feel like going out to dinner is awkward, so I was just trying to, like, make it comfortable, and, like, honestly, now I'm scared that he just was, like, expecting, like, a hookup, and so, like, that's why he's not calling me back, but I, like, really like him, like, I think he's a really, like, nice, fun guy.
Did Liam seem into the date, though, when it was happening, when you guys were watching Netflix?
Yeah, like, it was going really well. Like, I thought we were vibing and it was super fun. But then, like, at the end, like, he got kind of quiet and more reserved. And I don't know, then it was a little bit weird. But, like, so I don't really know what happened.
Okay.
Okay, well, that makes sense with your theory that he thought he was showing up for something else.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if that's the way I felt, and I got invited over to someone's house and I'm like, okay, so we're going to watch, like, 30 to 40 minutes of something. Mm-hmm. Who cares what it is? And then we're going to inch closer to each other and then closer and then closer. And then she's going to pounce.
Oh my God.
I'd be at the end of it. I'd be like, oh, there's no pouncing going on.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess I'll leave. That's the vibe you got.
I mean, like, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe, like, I can't think of anything else. So probably, like, I don't want him to think that way because I would actually like to date him. Like, I don't want it to just be like a come over and casual hookup. Like,
right. Well, it wasn't.
Yeah.
And now he's not calling you back. So yeah, I don't think that can happen.
Definitely not that.
Yeah, I guess.
Was there anything else on the date that happened which you might think could be the reason he's not calling you back?
No, not that I can think of. Like, I thought we really got along great.
How did the date end?
So like we did like have a kiss.
Okay.
But it was nothing like big. It was just like a little like goodnight kiss. And then he left. Like that was it. That was, you know, it didn't go further than that.
And you haven't heard from him since?
No, he's not responding to me anymore at all.
Okay, well, we'll play a song and then come back and see if we can figure out why he's not calling you back.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yeah, no problem. We'll do it next. It's a Jubal Show. Hey, Emma.
Yes?
What size TV do you have?
I don't know. It's like maybe a 50-inch?
Yeah.
That's
probably why you're not getting a call back.
Yeah,
it's a fine size TV.
I mean, it's fine size, but it's not like an impressive TV.
Does it have the huge back as well? The one from like the Stone Age?
No, it's not that old. Okay.
But it's not like a 70-inch like curved TV or anything cool like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, no, but if you guys want to get me one, like...
Oh, yeah, that's not happening.
It could improve your dating life.
But maybe that was the deal breaker. If you're just joining us, Emma is on the phone. She's not getting a call back from a guy named Liam. They met on Tinder. She invited him over to just watch some movies and hang out, mm-hmm. which to a lot of people would mean like, let's not watch
the
movies.
Movie.
Right.
You know, and that's why she thinks she's not getting a call back because nothing happened and she didn't even plan on doing that. She just thought it would be cool to have him come over and felt comfortable enough. Uh-huh. But I'm thinking the other reason could be your TV wasn't cool enough. And he's like, I just need to date a chick with a nice TV. We're about to call him and see if we can figure out what the reason is. All right, Emma, are you ready?
Yes, let's do this.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Liam?
Yes, this is he.
Hey, Liam, how are you? This is Jubal from The Jubal Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm nervous. Why are you calling me? It's kind of cool that you're calling, but I don't know why.
Okay. So I'm going to assume by your reaction that you are familiar with the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, so I'll tell you why we're calling you in just a second. But of course, with me, as always, I'm hottest wife, Alex Freyash.
Hi.
And English Evan.
Hello.
Okay. Hi. I'm so excited. I'm worried.
I'm calling you today because we got an email about you.
This is awful. I am dying right now.
Do you know why we got an email about you?
Okay, well, I didn't cheat on anybody, so I know it's not that. And like good. Nobody I already know is talking to me, so I'm not being pranked. So what's happening?
Well, what's the other option then, since you're very familiar with the show?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. It's about a date, isn't it?
Yes, it is. How many dates you been on lately?
One, honestly, things have been weird, so I haven't been, you know, as forceful with my attempts to meet people.
Well, that kind of narrows it down then.
Yeah, if you've only been on one, then unless you think somebody you went on a date with years and years and years ago emailed us, it's probably from who?
Emma.
Emma,
yep.
Correct.
Yep.
So Emma wants to know why you're not calling her back.
This is weird. Okay. Have you guys seen the show Snapped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The wives kill the husband.
Yeah, it's all about couples who snap, but it's like never the dude, though. Yeah. It's always wives killing husbands.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I go over and everything's fine. We're hanging out. And all of a sudden, she's like, you've got to watch this show.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. So we start watching it. And then she keeps pausing it to talk about and like analyze it. And like, what's going on in the woman's brain? And she's like,
what?
Yes, like she's like talking about like the way you like, or not you, hopefully. I don't think any of you have murdered somebody. But she was very specific about details and like what would you do and how, like and what they did wrong and how they could have gotten away with it.
Okay,
that's weird.
I mean, those shows are interesting. Like it's not like, you know, most women are not crazy like that and don't want to kill their husbands or boyfriends or whatever. But like, it is so interesting to like watch shows like that to think about people who are like that. Like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know? But on a first date to analyze murders and then pause the show and be like, hey, what do you think about this?
I mean, it is weird, but there's a lot of people who really like those type of shows.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's, you know, on a first date, I'm trying to get to know somebody and she just has this look in her eye, like this means something to her.
Oh, jeez.
Like it's deeper than the show. She's sitting across from you, Liam, going like, I can't wait to marry this man and then kill him, be on the evening news.
Like usually, though, it's because the husband has done something to the wife, I feel like.
Yeah, but I don't think it warrants murder, usually.
I mean, it depends.
Yeah, she said that. She's like, oh, that guy deserves whatever he gets.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Huh. And that's the only reason, right?
Yeah, honestly, she's cute and she was fun and playful. It was weird.
Those are the good murderers, if you can have a good murderer.
Cute, fun, and playful?
Yeah.
Oh, if I'm going to get murdered by anybody, it'd be cute, fun, and playful. Not like an angry lunatic, you know?
Look,
like,
hey,
this
Bundy.
Is kind of fun. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I guess that's a legit reason if you felt creeped out by her.
Like I said, I hadn't been on date in months, and then this is what I come back to. Yeah. I was like, maybe I'll just stay in my house for a while longer.
She thought you weren't calling her back because you assumed that you were going to Netflix and chill, but no chill happens. You just watch shows. That's why she thought. Not that you think she might be a murderer.
No, we didn't need to chill. I just felt like a chill running down my spine.
All right, well, I don't know if you forgot, Liam, how this segment works, but
she's on the phone, right?
Yes, she is. Hey, Emma, are you a murderer?
No, I'm not a murderer.
That's like, exactly what a murderer would say.
Exactly.
Honestly, I'm shocked. Like, I would have never thought that this is the reason that you weren't, like, returning my messages. Like, yes, I like this show, but, like, it's like, it's just like, it's fascinating and interesting.
Does
but
she
like,
sound like I'm a murderer?
I'm not a murderer. Like, I have a moral code. Like, I would never kill somebody. Liam, come on. Like, I'm not a murderer.
I know. I mean, honestly, I hoped that you weren't. Like I said, I just felt weird and I didn't even know how to bring it up. And it's like, I didn't want to try and like come off judgy because you can like what you want. It just felt weird to me.
That would be so awkward if you actually did bring it up. Like, hey, I need to ask you a question. Are you a murderer?
Liam, honestly, though, like, I really liked you a lot. And, like, I hope you know now, like, I'm not a murderer. I'm not interested in killing you. Like, I hope that, like, we can move past this because I really enjoyed spending time with you.
What do you think, Liam? Would you like to go on another date with Emma? We'll pay for it. I mean, okay. How about this? We will pay for another date in a very public place.
Yes.
Right down the street from a police precinct.
CCTV everywhere.
Yeah. Cameras all over.
What do you say?
I mean, she sounds convincing. And if you're going to make sure I have a security detail, I would be happy to go out again.
Yay.
Awesome.
Yay.
We did it.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Like, I promise, like, I'm not a murderer, and we'll have a good time, and we can go out in public. That's fine.
Well, congratulations, Emma. You got another date.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait to see you on the news, Liam.
Next time you call me, start off by telling me what you want. Yeah,
that's what I was going to say, Liam. Congratulations. You also got another date, and it might be your last.
The Jubal Show on demand.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.